from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I'm John Aran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I thought that we were the basketball kings of the world.
Not in this sport.
And in this sport, we stink.
No, I interviewed Jimmer Fredette about this. And he said that the European teams are so far ahead of where we are in this particular game. I don't particularly care for it.
Yeah.
I mean, watching how it plays, it's just like you would have played 3-on-3 with your buddies in your backyard if you had a hoop over the garage.
Yeah.
It's kind of the same thing. I mean, and
which is fun when you're a kid, but
it's pretty intense and it's pretty physical. There's no question about it. But I watched some of this yesterday too. I really didn't like it. But he told me that, yes, the fact that they qualified, he thought was good. And you're thinking, okay, well, let's put LeBron out there, Devin Booker out there, and I don't know. I guess
Victor Wembanyama.
He's
from France.
Right. Yeah. So you could take your best, but it's a different type of game the way they play. And I don't know. Just watching this yesterday, the European teams seem to have a better feel for the way the game is being played.
And the women's teams haven't won either in 3-on-3. So, and they lost to a team, to a country I have never heard of.
Really?
I feel like I have an idea about world geography.
Okay.
I don't feel like I am in the dark about this. I have never heard of Azerbaijan.
Azerbaijan.
I've never heard of that. Right. Have you guys? You've heard of Azerbaijan?
Yes.
Really?
They're a neighboring country to Armenia, which is where my family's from.
Okay, well, there you go. Well, that makes sense. But, I mean, I didn't know they had an Olympic team, Azerbaijan.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm 42. I've been watching the Olympics. I've been watching sports.
Not every country has a team the size of the United States or China or Japan or Australia.
I mean, if you're losing to Azerbaijan in anything when you're the U.S., that is a sad.
That is rough. Yeah.
That is really, really rough. I mean, how is Azerbaijan pumping out better basketball players than we have here? That's insane. I mean, how many people are in Azerbaijan?
Oh, look, and they had to take two off the court in order to beat us. That's the way you got to look at it. It's like 3-on-3 hockey.
I don't know,
man. You know what I'm saying?
I'd love to see how many athletes they sent. Maybe that's just all they sent. Maybe they just have three people that compete in sports in Azerbaijan, and they're all on this women's 3-on-3 team. Like, do they have a swimmer?
You know,
Do they have
Ireland doesn't have like a full complement of an Olympic team, but they got the one swimmer, that guy Whiffen.
Right. Of course.
Guy killed it.
And he did. But, like, who else are they? Do they have a men's basketball team that is going to take on Team USA?
No, I don't believe they do.
48 athletes from Azerbaijan? Do you have a breakdown of what they're in?
I actually do.
Okay.
And they have a medal already, too, a gold medal in judo.
Really?
Yeah, big judo country, apparently. They have 7 men and 2 women in judo. That's their biggest participating. Oh, I'm wrong. Wrestling is their biggest participating sport. They have 12 there. They have, 9 in judo. They have 7 in gymnastics.
Ooh.
5 boxers.
Oh, man.
Let's see. What do we got? 4 basketball. So I guess that's just a 3-on-3 team.
Right.
And then an archer, somebody doing track and field, 2 badmintons. Yeah. 7 gymnastics, this? So they have a women's gymnastics team competing. I don't know if any of them made any of the events, but
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.